Hello, and welcome to East Ullage Tabernacle Bible Class lesson recording for Lesson 85, Gideon Serves the Lord. My name is David South, leader of the EDT Bible Class. Thank you for listening to the lesson today. Remember, look for the next recorded lesson every Sunday. They'll be up all the time after they've been loaded. Before I start the lesson, I remind you that we do have the supporting Bible reading sheet which supplements this lesson. These can be downloaded from the website for you to have a copy so that you can remind yourself of the main lesson points and also pray and read a portion of God's Word each day throughout the week. I would love to hear from you confirming that you have listened and downloaded the sheet. Please email me at davesouth268@btinternet.com. That's DAVESOUTH, the numbers 268. at btinternet.com, or text me on 07777675646. That's 07777675646. I look forward to hearing from you. If ever you have any questions, then please email them to me and I will do my best to answer them. This week we cover the third lesson of our new series in the Old Testament, the Conquest of Canaan, Judgment and Deliverance. This week's lesson is number 85, Gideon Serves the Lord. I will start with a short prayer, then read part of a hymn, and then the Bible passage which supports the lesson. We are aware that this coronavirus can attack all ages, even healthy teenagers. You will have heard that, sadly, Ishmael Mohammed Abdul Wahab from Brixton in South London died in King's College Hospital on Monday. He was only 13. Let us pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer, acknowledging that thou art the Almighty Sovereign God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We humbly acknowledge that our lives and eternal souls are in thy hands. We pray for comfort to be given to all who grieve over the death of a loved one at this time. We bow before thee at this troubled time and ask that thou wilt keep us and our loved ones safe. Please help us to listen carefully and to take notice of thy gracious call to repentance and faith. We thank you for your interest in us and ask that we will bow to the teaching of your word, for these are the very words of life to our souls. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I draw your attention to the chosen hymn for this week, which is on the sheet, a hymn encouraging us to desire to worship God alone. It's number 521 in our church hymn book. Oh, for a closer walk with God. Verse 1. Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Verse 5. The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. We now come to our Bible reading. You'll notice that it is the second reading on the sheet that we give you. I'm going to read from verses 1 to 14 and then pick up again at verse 25. So, Judges chapter 6, verse 1. Judges chapter 6, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was, when Israel had sown, that Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them, and they encamped against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth, till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. But it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove out them from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress, to hide it from the Midianites. The winepress, to hide from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? Now we'll move down to verse 25. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, and throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock, in the ordered place, and take the second bullock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove, which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him. And so it was, because he feared his father's household, and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. When the men of the city arose early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down, and the grove was cut down that was by it, and the second bullock was offered upon the altar that was built. And they said one to another, Who hath done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon the son of Joash hath done this thing. Then the men of the city said unto Joash, Bring out thy son, that he may die, because he hath cast down the altar of Baal, and because he hath cut down the grove that was by it. And Joash said unto all that stood against him, Will ye plead for Baal? Will you save him? He that will plead for him? Let him be put to death whilst it is yet morning. If he be a god, let him plead for himself, because one hath cast down his altar. Therefore, on that day he called him Jerubbaal, saying, Let Baal plead against him, because he hath thrown down his altar. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word and give us understanding. Last week, we learnt that God had to deal with Achan for his sin of gross disobedience in taking that which was forbidden from Jericho. The first battle against Ai ended in failure. 39 Israelites were killed, and the city was not taken. The Lord had withdrawn his power from the Israelites because of Achan's sin. Now, I was asked the question after last week's lesson, why did Achan's whole family have to be killed, and not just Achan, as he was the one that committed the sin? Well, we read in Deuteronomy 24:16, The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. The above was a law given by God for men to obey. God himself could execute his holy judgment above and beyond this. He was establishing the nation of Israel in the promised land, and discipline had to be maintained for the benefit of all and for the glory of his name. Achan was an old man, being fifth in line to Judah, Jacob's son, who had lived about 500 years earlier. We can reasonably say that Achan was an older man, and so his sons and daughters were most probably not infants but grown-ups at the time Jericho was taken. It is highly probable that they were complicit in some way to the hiding and keeping secret of what their father had done, and so deserved God's holy wrath. Achan and his family had had adequate opportunity to confess before they were exposed by Joshua. There is no way to know all of God's reasons for what seems to us his harsh punishment of Achan and his family. He doesn't always explain his reasoning to us, nor does he have to. Now let us turn to our lesson. The aim of our lesson is to learn that God is full of mercy, ever ready to forgive, and willing to save us from our sinful rebellion against him. He calls, like he did Gideon, to be willing to destroy the idol gods which we have put in his place. Joshua, just before he died, reminded the people of Israel, who had now occupied the promised land to a large extent, that they had been blessed by God and his goodness. He had fought for them. He had defended them and delivered them into this land. Joshua urged them and commanded them to obey God's law meticulously. He reminded them of the Ten Commandments, especially the first three. There is one God, no gods in my presence, and no mixing with false religion, no worship of idols. Joshua had made very clear the consequences of disobedience to these commandments. But as time went on, these warnings were ignored. The next generation took their blessings for granted. Forgot that it was the Lord God who had blessed them and provided for them in giving them the land. It got worse. The people began to worship the false idols of Canaan. Pathetic idols, man-made, wood, stone. Perverted practices were followed. Drunken orgies, dancing around Baal's image, indulging freely in all kinds of sin. Imagine the younger people becoming bored with hearing of the one true God, his holiness, his wonderful acts, how God had blessed their parents and their grandparents. Maybe you have felt bored in Bible class or church. Be careful. There are consequences. They soon discovered what God thought of them. He stopped helping them. He stopped protecting them. God, in judgment, allowed their enemies to overpower them. The Midianites attacked them. The Israelites had to hide in dens and caves. They had to leave the comfort of their homes. Their crops were raided, leaving a little for the people to live on. Israelites now were reduced to being poor, humiliated, separated from each other. They would plow the land and plant the seed and water and tend to it, but most of the harvest was taken by the enemy. And this continued for 7 years. There's a lesson in this for each of us. There are consequences for us sinning against God. Sin seems to offer a happy life. Surely, I can do whatever I like. I do not want to obey the Lord God. I do not want to live by his rules. I like my freedom to do whatever I want. But sin steals. It takes our peace and joy and true happiness away from us. It takes everything that is worth having. It takes away eternal blessing. We read in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. But there's that other lovely part. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But we are reminded that the wages of sin is death. Many are tempted to believe sin will make us very happy. Bending God's truth, changing it to suit their evil ways, putting self first, being very selfish, doing others down, misusing bodily pleasures, greedy, wanting more and more from themselves. But sooner or later, they discover sin has the following effects. It makes them poor, takes their money, takes all their peace, takes away eternal heaven from their grasp. They become humiliated, a laughingstock. Sin weakens us, takes away integrity. Our honesty, our trustworthiness is removed, takes away self-control. We fall more and more into sin, takes away kindness. We become unkind, unloving, makes us ugly, especially in the sight of holy God. It separates us from the one true God, from the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will have nothing to do with us if willful sin is in our heart. He who died to take the punishment for our sin, our waywardness, has been offended. What can be done? The people cried out. The Israelites began to cry out to God for help and deliverance. Our farms are being raided. We are in danger. We're made very poor. We have no peace. Did they deserve God's help? No, they certainly did not. Did God hear their prayers, their cry for help? Yes, he certainly did. A young man, Gideon, a man who loved the Lord, did not worship the idols of Baal. Gideon was raised up by God to be a deliverer. Remember, we too can and should cry out to God in prayer for help. Come to our senses, repent of our sin, plead for forgiveness, ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save us, plead his death on Calvary when he died to take away the punishment of sin. Well, the first instructions to Gideon were this. He knew what God had told the people via Moses and Joshua. If you turn away from the Lord God, he will withdraw his protection and help. Gideon was there. He was threshing his wheat secretly by the winepress, keeping safe from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him. This actually is a theophany, an appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal God himself. I have chosen you to lead the people to victory over the Midianites. I am with you. Trust me. Gideon worshipped the Lord God and built an altar there. Gideon was also told to destroy the idol of Baal and to cut down the groves, the trees that were there where people worshipped Baal. And he was to build an altar to the Lord God. And that night, and took immediate action, Gideon obeyed. At great risk to himself, and he took 10 men of his servants, and he destroyed the stone idol of Baal, knocked it down and smashed it up completely. And there he built the altar to God and sacrificed a bullock. Well, the next morning, there was great dismay amongst the people. Who has done this? They must be found and put to death. The finger pointed at Gideon. He did it. They came to the family home of Gideon. Your son Gideon must die. Joash, Gideon's father, said, if Baal is God, let him plead for himself. Meaning, if Baal is the true God, he will deal with Gideon. Compare Gideon and his father's faith and trust in God with the people's superstition and fear of Baal. They now felt terrible things would happen to them now that Baal's image had been destroyed. Now don't forget, Baal was a figment of their own imagination. He was a creation of their own hands. They had carved him out of stone. He was inanimate. He had no life. He was no God. He had no power. It was all their superstition and fear that would cause them to worship him. We remind ourselves that for us, it is never easy to leave the wide road of the crowd, to seek and follow the Lord. We could be afraid of what friends will say to us. They will tease us. They might get angry with us. They will try every way to get us to go with them. They will tempt us to continue in sin with them. The Lord Jesus warned this would happen, so he has promised to help, to protect us. Gideon found this. He found that despite all the opposition, he remained faithful. He stood firm. He was not afraid. Gideon took delight in destroying Baal and the idol and the grove. He knew he was obeying God. He wanted to deliver the people from error and point them to worship the one true God, the God of Israel, and for them to recover God's blessing, for them to repent and receive forgiveness from God. When we are converted, when we become a true Christian, the Lord banishes our fears. We do not count the cost of following the Saviour. God, the Holy Spirit, fills us with a sense of wonder, a sense of amazement, a privilege of being one of the Lord's disciples. God the Holy Spirit also shows us how deceitful and empty all false gods are. The great test, if he is God, let him plead for himself, was what Gideon's father Joash said. Well, what happened to Gideon? Did anything happen to him? No, Baal could not touch him. He had no power. God protected Gideon. So, who will you trust? Will you trust the Lord or a God of your own making? Many today have made their own false gods, some even mixing error with truth. The Lord warns us against adding to or taking away from what is said in the Bible. Let us consider what might be our idol, or really is anything that is more important to us than the Lord God. Is everything that we give our time to and concentrate on other than God? It could even be yourself, worldly music, social media, soaps on TV, video games, sports, leisure, pleasure, anything that we put more time into. It might be a crucifix or a necklace with a cross on it. It might be a picture or an image of Christ. It just could be anything that we put in the place of God. So turn from those things and look to the Lord. Surely, in answer to the question, who will you trust? We must only trust in the one true God, the God of the Bible. He alone is the eternal God, the Creator. He has given us our life and our soul. He alone is the one who has infinite power over sin, death, hell, and the grave. He alone has the power to save us from the guilt of our sin. He died to save us. What amazing love God shows to sinners like us. He calls us to repent and believe in the sacrificial work he accomplished when Christ died on Calvary and rose again. Come to the Lord now, put away all your idols, do as Gideon did, trust in the living God. We trust in the same God that Gideon did, and he will save us, keep us, protect us, and bless us. Let us close in prayer. Oh, dear Lord, we thank you that thou art the Almighty God, there is none like unto thee. Thou art always the same, thou art eternal, everlasting, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. O Lord, thou art not an idol, thou art the one true God, the God of the Bible. And we pray, Lord, that we would trust our souls into thy keeping. Lord, that we would be faithful like Gideon was. And Lord, that we would stand for thee, trust thee, follow thee, repent of our sin and walk with you every day. Bless us, Lord, as we read thy word, as we consider these things we have learned today. We pray that you would graciously draw us to thyself and save us. We ask this blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of his name. Amen. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, our lessons are up each week, every Sunday. So please look on the website and listen each week. Thank you. Goodbye.